is of her keeping. A result of this, of course, was to make it impossible for her, by herself, to subtract as much as a taspit from her redemption fee. In the morning, early, after the evening in which I'd been carried, bound to your space, to serve you, I, with other debtors.
Debtor sluts, I said.
Yes, master, she said. Were redeemed. We were overjoyed, thinking to be freed, but found to our dismay that we were put in coffle, to be taken northward on the Vosk Road, to the vicinity of our station.
I see, I said.
But before our redemption, our heads were shaved by the keeper, for catapult cordage.
I saw the pelts on a rack outside the inn, I said. Her hair had been a beautiful auburn. That hair colour is popular on Gore. It brings a high price in slave markets.
A man named Ephialtes, a sutler of Kos, paid our redemption fees.
It was he, then, who redeemed you? I asked.
I do not think so, master, she said.
He was acting as an agent, then, I said.
I think so, master, she said, though apparently one with powers to buy and sell as he pleased.
On behalf of his principal? I asked.
Doubtless, master, she said.
You may kneel back, I said. She straightened up, and then knelt back on her heels, her knees wide, her hands on her thighs. I had not specified this position, one of the most common for a female pleasure slave, but she had assumed it unquestioningly, appropriately. It had been a test. She had passed. It would not be necessary to cuff her. I listened to the sounds of the Vosk River in the background.
Though we were free women, six of us, as you recall, including myself, we were apparently to be marched naked, chained by the neck, in coffle behind a sutler's wagon.
You objected? I inquired.
I and another, Cleo, perhaps you remember her, did.
And what happened? I asked.
We were lashed, she said. It was done by a terrible person, one named Liadne, put over us as first girl, though we were free and she a mere slave.
I remembered Liadne. She was lovely. I had first met her under her master's wagon, shivering under a tarpaulin, in an icy storm. I had used her, but had paid her master for her use, leaving a coin in her mouth. I had had Ephialtes, the sutler, purchase her in the morning. I had thought she would make an excellent first girl, to introduce her free sisters into some understanding of their womanhood.
We were then obedient, said the girl.
I did not doubt but what Liadne would have kept them, arrogant, spoiled free women, under superb discipline. That had certainly been my impression, at any rate, when I had seen them lined up, kneeling, naked, coffled and blindfolded, in the camp of Kos near our station.
We were taken to the Kossian camp, near our station, she said. There we were kept naked, in coffle, and under discipline. One morning we were displayed in blindfolds.
I had not wanted them to know, or at least to know for certain, that it was I who had redeemed them. Not simply for the pleasure of it, but for my own purposes as well. This was not that unusual. Captors do not always reveal their identities immediately to their captives. It is sometimes amusing to keep women in ignorance as to whose power it is within which they lie. Let them consider the matter with anxiety. Let them speculate wildly, frenziedly, tearfully. It is then time enough to reveal oneself to them, perhaps confirming their worst fears.
The next morning, she said, when I awakened, two of our girls were gone, Elaine and Cleo, and there was a new girl, a slender, very beautiful girl, also free, like the rest of us, on the coffle.
What was her name? I asked.
Phoebe, she said.
Tell me of her, I said.
She wore her collar and chain lovingly and well, most beautifully, she said. She obeyed Liadne from the first, immediately, spontaneously, intuitively, naturally, with timidity and perfection. It was as though she intuitively understood authority and her own rightful subjection to it. Though this new girl, like the rest of us, save Liadne, was free, I think I had seldom seen a woman so early in captivity, so ready, so ripe for the truths of the collar.
She had perhaps